Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I would like to describe to all of you the history of this Govardhan retreat, how we came to formulate the idea to make such a retreat, and some of the, let us say, strong encouragement from our sides, how to make this retreat very valuable for you. As you have heard, this retreat is already going on for 4 years. Always 2 days after Kartik, or 3 days, or 4 days after Kartik, we all invite devotees to Giriraj's lotus feet, where we, here in the shade of the wish-fulfilling trees, about subjects which make our own Krishna consciousness deeper. This idea came about, I believe, between Burijam Prabhu and Braj Bihari Prabhus, who have both conducted many seminars throughout ISKCON. They have brought about this idea of Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, and Burijam Prabhu has been very instrumental in bringing this idea of what our movement has to actually offer to the devotees into some practical shape. We are all about giving information which helps the individual, really. Now, these seminars, or Vrindavan Institute for Education, has been going on. Mayapur Institute for Education has grown out of it. In London, an endeavor which is called VTE, the Vaishnava Training and Education, was inspired by these endeavors. But the devotees felt we need to really offer something beyond this information of Krishna conscious philosophy. We need to really offer to the devotees something which is about transformation of the heart. You can have so much in your head, if your heart remains the same, you actually remain the same. Even this knowledge can make you more proud and more dangerous for yourself, to yourself and the rest of humanity. If the heart is not transformed, knowledge alone will not help you. So the idea which brought about this Govardhan retreat was, we need to transform our hearts, as you all know most properly. There is a verse penned by Sanatan Goswami who compares the transformation of the heart with an alchemical process, whereby which one metal is transformed into another metal, that is gold. The process of Krishna consciousness is doing the same. One type of heart, that is an egoistic heart, is hoped to be transformed in a Krishna-centered heart, where you think about Krishna, where you love Krishna, more 100 million times more than your own life breath. This is a hard thing. Who can transform the heart? How to go about doing this? And we came together with, by now I was mercifully dragged into Bhurijam Prabhu's and Braj Bihari's thought process, and we thoroughly decided, well, to transform the heart, a tremendous power of mercy is necessary. Where do we get this? And we had certain answers. We had, for instance, the answer that the dust of Vrindavan is very powerful, and Haridasa Vaya, the best of Krishna's servants, Giriraj, is very powerful in doing this. My dear devotees, I want to tell you, or to open your eyes to the fact that this seminar is totally different than any other seminar which you hear in ISKCON and outside ISKCON. Yeah, I think also outside of ISKCON, because we wish the seminar to be something which is, let me say, which becomes a spiritual experience to each one of you, an experience which transforms your heart, so that finally you have gold in your heart. You are a Krishna-centered devotee, in other words, and you can go back with this golden heart to Radha and Krishna and serve the divine couple. And this is, you could say, we have chosen this place, Giriraj, because we want Giriraj, a transcendental personality, to do this. There's a verse by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and now all of you who sleep have to become awake. Ekante Sevika. It actually says, this verse, that the dust of Vrindavan has the lotus footprint of Radha and Krishna in it. We are sitting now in the dust, and we sit under the shade of these kalpa vrikshas, and the darshan of Lord Giriraj will wash all the contaminations from your heart and give you love of Krishna. And we also do this now. We are certain that Giriraj has accepted our experiment. There was one year, I believe it was the last year or one year back, where we tried to make the setting a little bit more modern, a little bit more comfortable. We put a tandal here, means a shade, some cloth in the air, make some nice, like a nice seminar place. We thought maybe chairs, everyone should sit on chairs. But then some Vrijbasis came and they made such an, let me say, resistance to the pandal that we had to take it down again. Now we know that Giriraj acts through devotees, and his dear devotees are obvious, are the Vrijbasis, those persons who are born here. They didn't appreciate it. Giriraj wanted us to remain without a roof over our heads. You could certainly sit on chairs, but it will not be a Western chair arrangement. We will try to be simple and just gaze at Giriraj as much as we can. And this will do all the job of which is necessary. The mercy of the dust of Vrindavan and the mercy of Giriraj will do a work which nobody else can do in this universe. It will do the work to transform your heart. I will now give you a verse. I will warn you what is going to come. Go ahead, wave your incense. Ring your bells, you Hare Krishnas, and call the names of your God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But don't be astonished if he actually comes and he will take you into his forge. Forge means a place where the blacksmith works. He will light up his fire, and he will put you on his anvil. Anvil means amboss play.
And then what will he do?
And then he will bang on you, and bang on you, because he finally wants to make ordinary iron into pure gold. Giriraj will not torture you. Giriraj's treatment is very merciful. He will not beat you, don't worry. But what Giriraj will do is he will transform we hope to that he does this in our case, at least our ahamameti concepts into I wish to serve you. He will transform our heart, which is stone like into a soft heart full of love. If you come like this and you are readily offering yourself to Giriraj, he will do this for you. So I will end now. My dear devotees, please understand, Krishna consciousness is not about what others do or don't do, but it is really about your own transformation of the heart, your own dedication. And this transformation of the heart can be, how do you say, affected efficiently by the power of the Divine Personality of Godhead. You may not see Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be very far away, and the holy name of Lord Krishna may be something you look up to, and you pray, hopefully one day you will touch my heart. But you cannot escape Giriraj. He is only 50 meters away from you. He is there. He has always been there. He has noticed you, and he now makes a plan what to do with you. You have to just open your heart, and the more open you become to Giriraj, the more this seminar will work. This is not so much an educational retreat, it is a transformational retreat. And I want to request all of you to take full advantage in the time which you spent here of Giriraj's mercy. Look at him, pray to him, and you will see 100% you will leave this place differently. You can make this test. It's something very practical, something very, very real. Yes. Hare Krishna. This is something about the history. So we do this since 4 years, and we always come to the same spot. The trees know us already. And Giriraj has not changed. I see the same stones which I have on my pictures, which I carry all over. Same sitting places for the divine couple. He's there and you are there. And now let the two connect. Hare Krishna. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai.
And I can maybe synchronize watches so everyone has the